Hello, beautiful. This is Reverend Jennifer Hadley, and the recording you're about to listen to is part of the Living A Course in Miracles teleclass. Our intention in offering this class is to give you clear tools and practices that you can use to align with love every day in every area of your life. No one can do your healing for you. You must decide to choose love in every moment to the very best of your ability. Remember, miracles occur naturally as expressions of love. Intend to live a miraculous life of love and share the benefits of your healing and your expansion with everyone because you're one with them. Please pause the recording before the class starts and write down your intention in listening to the class. Partner up with your own higher Holy Spirit self. And please go to jenniferhadley.com for more tools and practical loving support every day. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the class. I am grateful, so grateful. Yes, okay, let's begin. I'm Jennifer Hadley. Welcome to Living A Course in Miracles. And our theme this time is, it's time to rise and shine. Yes, it is. And it's time for us to take spiritual action. What is spiritual action? It's changing our mind about our life, about the world, about our relationships. So it's time to rise and shine and change our mind, to take spiritual action and be a loving presence in our own heart and mind towards our own selves. Seek not to change the world, but to change our mind about the world. And really the greatest gift we can give to the world is to love ourselves. Yes, I know that will come up today. It's really been on my mind today. And so our topic is the power of prayer, and God bless him, Jimmy Twyman. When I asked him if he would do this class with us, he answered me immediately and said, yes, absolutely. And I asked him, do you have a topic that you feel you'd like to share on? And he said, you pick the topic. Just let me know. I'm happy to share whatever. So I went back to Spirit and said, okay, Spirit, what's the topic? And we got power of prayer, the power of prayer. And it was a beautiful class that Jimmy did with us yesterday. And I look forward to adding on to that contribution with the homework class today. So we'll be focused in a practical application of A Course in Miracles and really living the love and walking the talk. And as always, we begin with a prayer. So I invite you to place your hand on your heart and take a breath of love and gratitude with me. As we turn within, I place my hand on my heart to remind myself of my sincerity, of my wholeheartedness, of my surrender. So grateful and so thankful to take this holy breath and to remember that our true identity is already whole, perfect, and complete. We are already as holy can be. Grateful and thankful to remember that we are united in spirit, one with the higher Holy Spirit self, and we are partnering up to remember the truth that sets us free. We're partnering up to recalibrate, to restore, to renew, and to let go of every idea that is false, that does not serve our walk of love. We are grateful to dedicate ourselves in this very moment to that remembering of truth, to honoring the truth, to valuing the truth above all else. We are truly grateful to share the benefits of our spiritual practice, of our prayer, of our willingness with everyone because we're one with them. In gratitude, we let the healing be. In gratitude, we know it's done, and so it is. Amen. 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 Yes. Yes. So beautiful. All right. Well, in chapter one, been spending a lot of time lately in chapter one of the text, and it's the starts off with the principles of miracles, and number 11 is about prayer, and it says prayer is the medium of miracles. It is a means of communication of the created with the Creator. Through prayer, love is received, and through miracles, love is expressed. So prayer is the medium of miracles. So what does that mean? Medium of miracles. What is a medium? If you think of planting a seed, I think this is the most helpful way to look at this. If you think of planting a seed in a soil, the soil is the medium. So you take your seed, you plant it in the soil is the medium. So prayer is the medium of miracles. So you could think of it as prayer is the soil for the miracle to come to fruition in, to germinate in, to be expressed in. Prayer is the medium of miracles. Medium, another way to use medium is you can think of an artist, perhaps a painter. When they're painting, the paint itself is the medium. It's a way of expressing. It's the way of generating what's to come, the artwork or the plant. So prayer is the medium of miracles. Prayer is our way of bringing miracles into our life. Now, I've been teaching a class called Masterful Living Course. It's a course that I designed, Spirit designed it and told me about it, and I'm following along. I started teaching it in 2009. It's my year-long class, and I also have my Finding Freedom Boot Camp, my spiritual boot camp for the practical application of these Course in Miracles teachings. And in both of those classes, prayer is a focal point because I have learned that the power of prayer is beyond even my comprehension. And it is the medium of miracles. And a lot of people that I know who were raised in a religion, Catholicism, Judaism, all kinds of religions, they often tell me that they don't know how to pray. Now, in the Science of Mind teachings that I was raised up in, I came to it in my 30s. I learned how to pray from the Science of Mind teachings of Ernest Holmes. And before that, I was involved in the Unity teachings. And so I learned to pray from these New Thought teachers. And they teach affirmative prayer, positive prayer. So it's not begging or beseeching. It's not that asking, begging prayer. It is the prayer of declaring. It is the prayer of being affirmative. And A Course in Miracles telling us that prayer is the medium of miracles. What I take from that is when we're praying, we're not begging and beseeching, and I'll get into that a little bit more. We are really communing with Spirit, connecting with Spirit. In fact, what it says in chapter 3 here, my book has fallen apart. It's been all over the world, literally. In chapter 3, section 5, which is entitled Beyond Perception, paragraph 6, it says, prayer is a way of asking for something. Okay, but not begging and beseeching, asking. Now, Ernest Holmes and the Science of Mind and New Thought people, they would say, no, it's not asking. But let's go a little further here. says it is a medium, the medium of miracles, but the only meaningful prayer is for forgiveness, because those who have been forgiven have everything. Once forgiveness has been accepted, prayer in the usual sense becomes utterly meaningless. So the only thing to pray for, saying here, is for forgiveness. And once we have accepted forgiveness, then prayer in the usual sense, the way that we normally think of it, is meaningless. We don't need it anymore. Now, I think this is really invaluable to break down for us to truly understand the nature of prayer. So, a prayer for forgiveness. Now, that might seem odd or even contradictory to the teachings of A Course in Miracles, because the teachings of A Course in Miracles tell us there's nothing to forgive. So why would I pray for forgiveness? And why would I have to accept that forgiveness in order to no longer even need to pray in the way that we normally think about it? All right. This is a very, very valuable question for us to ask. So when we're praying for forgiveness, what we're really doing is we are opening our mind to a willingness to forgive ourselves. God is never going to forgive us, because God is not holding anything against us. God is not separate from us. God, the Creator, we are emanations of God. We are divine, inspired ideas in the mind of God. Some people say we are expressions of our divinity, of the divinity of our Creator, not separate. And there is nothing to forgive. There's only something to forgive when we've made this world and the things in it real in our minds. When we've substituted our spiritual reality for this illusory reality, then we start thinking that there are things in this world to forgive. Now, as I teach forgiveness, it's pretty simple. Sometimes it's so simple people don't quite get it. But and this is the teaching of A Course in Miracles, is that all true forgiveness is self-forgiveness, because there's only one. And because the only thing there is to forgive is we're releasing the meaning we've made of things, our interpretations, our judgments. That's what true forgiveness is. So the prayer is for forgiveness. It's for us to let go of our attack thoughts. It's for us to let go of our judgments and opinions. That's really the only thing to pray for, is for us to come back into our right mind. Now, going a little bit further in this, it says, prayer is a way of asking for something. It is a medium of miracles, but the only meaningful prayer is for forgiveness, because those who have been forgiven have everything. Once forgiveness has been accepted, prayer in the usual sense becomes utterly meaningless. The prayer for forgiveness is nothing more than a request that you may be able to recognize what you already have. So seek first the kingdom which is within, because, and all else will be added unto you, is exactly what it's saying here. Is the prayer for forgiveness is nothing more than a request that you may be able to recognize what you already have. That we would remember our true identity, remember our perfection and our wholeness. Now, you may know that there are supplements to A Course in Miracles. There's two of them, one on psychotherapy and one called the Song of Prayer. These supplements are like booklets, essentially. And they're beautiful. The one on the Song of Prayer is very beautiful. It's got some poetic language in it, speaking about prayer. And I'm going to share some of it with you now. So this is let's see here. So it says here, and this is the section on true prayer. Prayer is a way offered by the Holy Spirit to reach God. It is not merely a question or an entreaty. It cannot succeed until you realize that it asks for nothing. We ask for nothing. How else could it serve its purpose? So what is the purpose of prayer? It's for us remembering our true identity. We don't have to ask for the remembrance. We don't have to ask for our true identity because it's already been given to us. So we don't seek for love. We seek to remove the blocks to love. It goes on to say, it is impossible to pray for idols and hope to reach God. True prayer must avoid the pitfall of asking to entreat. Ask, rather, to receive what is already given, to accept what is already there. You have been told to ask the Holy Spirit for the answer to any specific problem, and that you will receive a specific answer if such is your need. You have also been told that there is only one problem and one answer. So what's the one problem? It's that we believe we're separate from God, that we have a false identity. So the one answer is for us to remember our true identity, that we're not separate from God, that we are in fact joined with God, one with God. It goes on to say, in prayer, this is not contradictory. There are decisions to make here, and they must be made whether they be illusions or not. You cannot be asked to accept answers which are beyond the level of need that you can recognize. Therefore, it is not the form of the question that matters, nor how it is asked. The form of the answer, if given by God, will suit your need as you see it. This is merely an echo of the reply of his voice. The real sound is always a song of thanksgiving and of love. So the true prayer is when we lay on the altar of our heart, all the things that we've been holding on to that block our clear perception of our divinity and the divinity of all life. It's giving up the blocks to love, the grievances. This is what we do when we're humble and have a true prayer experience. We go to the altar of our heart and we relinquish the impediments in our mind, in our heart, in our awareness to love. And that's our true prayer. So we literally give up thinking we need anything or want anything. Even though we may really strongly believe, oh, I need to pay my rent. Oh, I need for my child not to die. I want. All of these things, we lay them on the altar and we really move into that place of thy will, not mine. But you see, we just can't do that as long as we think that our will is separate from God. So this is one of the teachings of A Course in Miracles, is that there is no separate will. There's just the one will of God acting through all of us. Now, it may seem at times that we're not acting in accordance with the will of God. And haven't we all felt that? Haven't we all felt experiences and times and moments when we were completely aligned with the ego and being unloving, unkind, ungenerous, impatient, etc.? Yes, we've all experienced that. And still, no matter if we make our bed in heaven or hell, Spirit is there with us and will actively transform everything so that everything works together for our good, no exceptions. So no matter how unloving our choices are, no matter how unkindly we have been treated, it will be used for our good. And that's the nature of divine will. And that is the nature of divine grace. So they're always operating all the time. And this is why the teaching is that the greatest prayer that we can pray is to have no needs, no wanting, and to truly just give ourselves over to be that vehicle for the Holy Spirit, for our higher self, for the love of God to reveal itself in, through, and around, without trying to lead, guide, and direct it ourselves, but to be fully present, you know. And this is one of the things that Jimmy and I were talking about yesterday, is that when we're in that aligned space where we're fully aligned, fully available for Spirit to work through us without any resistance or reluctance at all, then we're in the present moment and we don't need prayer. We are the living prayer. We're it. We're the true prayer. So that's what we're going for. So on our journey of being in that space, our journey, let's say, to being in that space, remembering that space of complete and perfect alignment, what we do is we lay on the altar, we surrender, we make an offering of everything that we think we need. Everything that we think we need. You know, and this is what some of the Bible stories that are hard to understand are about. It's about really saying, I'm giving my whole life to Spirit. Every need I think I have, every craving, every wanting, everything that I think I need and want, all that energy, I'm giving it to Spirit. Do with it as you will. I love it. In fact, one of my favorite prayers I'm going to share with you, let's see, it's from Thunder of Silence is the book by Joel Goldsmith, who was a Christian Science practitioner. And then he went on to do his own teachings. Many New Thought folks are aware of him, Joel Goldsmith, and he was a prolific author, and he wrote this beautiful book called Thunder of Silence. And he writes in there this beautiful prayer, and it says, God, I know not what you are or even how to pray to you. I know not how to go in or how to come out. I know not what to pray for. I cannot believe in the God that the world has accepted, for I have seen the fruitlessness and frustration which follows such blind faith. I must find the God whom no man knoweth, the God that is, the one true God that created the universe in his own image and likeness, perfect and harmonious and whole, and who maintains and sustains it in its infinite and eternal perfection. In such a God I can believe. Reveal yourself, Father. Show me your will. Never again will I dishonor you by trying to tell you what I need and then attempt to coerce you into delivering it. Never will I expect you to do my will or my bidding, to be my messenger boy. I place my life, my hand, my being, my body in your keeping. Do with them what you will, Father. Take my sins and my fears and my diseases. Take my health and my wealth. Take it all. I ask only one gift, the gift of you, yourself. Yes, I love that. I love that, love that, love that. And, yes. It's so juicy. Yes, let's not make God our messenger boy anymore. That's not what prayer is for. In the Song of Prayer here, it says, and I love this, it's so clear and beautiful. The secret of true prayer is to forget the things you think you need. To ask for the specific is much the same as to look on sin and then forgive it. Also, in the same way, in prayer, you overlook your specific needs as you see them and let them go into God's hands. There they become your gifts to Him, for they tell Him that you would have no gods before Him, no love but His. What could His answer be but your remembrance of Him? Can this be traded for a bit of trifling advice about a problem of an instant's duration? God answers only for eternity, but still all little answers are contained in this. So let's look at this, because this is so pure and so helpful. So to ask for the specific is much the same as to look on sin and then forgive it. What does that mean? I'm going to take a sip here. So it's 3:33. Coming up on 3:33:33. So the secret of true prayer is to forget the things you need. The things that we think we need are blocks to love. We need do nothing, and all of our needs are met in God if we will allow it. The reason why we don't feel all of our needs are met is simply because we're not allowing it. We're blocking it. How do we block our needs being met in love by God, drawing everything that we need to us? It's we hold on to resentments and regrets and unforgiveness. So to ask for the specific is much the same as looking upon sin and forgiving it. So this is one of the Course in Miracles teachings on forgiveness, which is that forgiveness is not looking at something and saying, oh, that's horrible, that's a sin, that's bad, that's wrong, but I forgive it. That's not what true forgiveness is. True forgiveness is releasing the judgment, the meaning we've made of it, our interpretation. That's what true forgiveness is. Now, as I teach all the time, for me, what is the most fruitful way to live is not to judge things, and then there's nothing to forgive. I don't have to let go of judgment if I don't judge in the first place. So what it's saying here is similar in terms of prayer. So we don't focus on, I have a need, and now I'm going to give that need to God. Instead, we keep our mind in the place of recognizing that if we think we have needs, we're deluded. Our needs are met in God, right? You think of the birds of the field, the lilies of the field, that they're cared for by God, and they're arrayed more beautifully than Solomon, the King Solomon, with all his riches. The flowers are arrayed; they're dressed more beautifully than King Solomon with all his wealth. So our needs will be met as the flowers and the birds' needs are met because we are of God. Everything will be provided for us. Seek first the kingdom and all else will be added unto us. When we're not seeking the kingdom, then what's going on is we're thinking we're on our own, we're separate, and we have to make our own way, and that's why we have needs. So if we're praying to have our needs met, we're affirming our need. That is not the place to pray from, because that's praying from an affirmation of lack. So this is why we don't ask for things. We don't ask for our needs to be met. Rather, we would lay on the altar all belief in need, all belief in lack, all impediments to love that we are holding on to in our heart, in our mind, known and unknown, felt and not felt, recognized and unrecognized. We give them all to Spirit and allow them to be lifted, to be healed. This is the greatest gift that we can give to ourselves, to all humanity, to our Creator, is to stop thinking we have needs. So we pray to remember the truth. We pray to give up all sense of lack and limitation. We pray to just know the truth. It's that simple. So one of the things that I've been doing since 2007, pretty much almost every single day of the year, I record a prayer and I post it on my website, and I also post it to a service where you can call and listen to it. I'll give you that number here in just a moment. So it's a Southern California, United States number, obviously. It's not a toll call unless calling Southern California is a toll call. There's no charge for calling the number. It's 760-569-6005. 760-569-6005. Now, I know a lot of people listening are not from the United States, so it might be a charge for you to call that number. You can go right to jenniferhadley.com on the blog page, and you can download the prayer. You can also, on the prayer page, you can sign up for the podcast of prayers. So you can just download 100 prayers right away. And you can have them, and you'll have them on your phone or your iPad or your iPod, and you can carry them with you. And when you need a prayer, you've got a prayer, and I'll be your prayer partner. And that's one of the things I love to do every day, is pray with my prayer partners all over the world. And I started that prayer service because, as a Science of Mind practitioner and minister, people would frequently call me for prayer. So people would have a job interview, or they were going to be flying on a plane, or just whatever was going on, and people would call me for prayer. And people would say sometimes, "Oh, I really wanted to call you in the middle of the night last night. I was so bothered, and I just thought, oh, if I could just call you and pray with you, that would be so great." And I thought, okay, there's got to be a way for Spirit to support us with the way technology is. And so I found a voicemail service that I could use. And so I just upload the prayer every day to that voicemail service. And that's how my daily prayer got started. So that people could call any time of the day or night, 24/7, and listen to that prayer that I recorded. And so we change it out every single day. And like I said, you can get the podcast of the prayers, and you can listen to them, and you can also just download them off of my website. And we're working on a project to transcribe a whole bunch of them for those who are not able to listen to the prayer because of hearing issues, and also for those for whom English is not the first language, to make it easier to comprehend them, we're transcribing a bunch of them as well. And we aspire to make them into videos at YouTube with closed captioning, so that people can also go to YouTube, all these free ways to access the prayer. Yes, indeed. So I have learned the power of prayer, and I've had many miraculous experiences as a result of prayer. So remember, prayer is the medium of miracles. Now, what is a miracle? A miracle is when we align our mind with the thought system of the Holy Spirit. And so we disidentify with the thought system of the ego. We're letting go of that. And we are instead, we're moving into the pure love of God as our thought system. So it's that disidentification with the ego and the re-identification with our true self the higher Holy Spirit self. And prayer helps us to do that. So let's go back to a song of prayer here, where it says that our letting go of our needs and putting them on the altar become our gifts to God. And it says, prayer is a stepping aside, a letting go, a quiet time of listening and loving. It should not be confused with supplication of any kind, because it is a way of remembering your holiness. Why should holiness entreat being fully entitled to everything love has to offer? So this is one of the other teachings of A Course in Miracles, is that I say it this way: we're already as holy can be. So it talks about in the Course that we don't have to become more holy. We don't have to become more perfect. We don't have to become more pure. We're already pure. We're already perfect. We're already whole. And we're already complete. Nothing in this world can complete us. We're already complete. Woohoo! And so this idea that we would be praying for things or people to make us happy or to complete us or to make us feel safe is actually going to have the reverse effect. That's right. When we're praying for things, when we're praying to change things in the world, it's going to have the opposite effect. It will not make us more peaceful. It will not help us feel more safe. It will not help us feel more prosperous. It will not work that way. Because just think of it. If you're praying, let's say you're having trouble paying your bills, or you're having trouble healing your body or your relationship, you're struggling in some way in the world of form, and you're praying for all of that to go away, to be resolved, to be healed. What are you really praying for? If you're praying from a place of need and lack, it's just going to amplify the need and lack, because our mind is the mind of God. And whatever we hold in our mind will multiply by our holding it in our awareness. So this is why what the Course is teaching us is to lay it all on the altar. That give it away. Give the idea of a problem away. Give the idea of need and lack away. Don't affirm it and look for it to be answered or healed. Just give the whole idea that there is a problem away. That's how we heal it. So, in our experience of prayer, one of the most wonderful things to do is to give thanks. Now, earlier, actually in the pre-class, I was saying that I have a class that I do every year. It's called Prayer Power. It's a 4-part class, and which you can purchase from jenniferhadley.com. If you can't find it there, because I have so many classes, we can't list them all at the same time, you can always ask, you can write to admin, A-D-M-I-N, at jenniferhadley.com, and we can find it for you. So it's a 4-part class that we sell on the website called Prayer Power. And in there, I teach how to pray this affirmative prayer. And the main thing is, in our prayer, to give thanks. To give thanks that all of our needs are met in God. And if you start listening to my daily prayers, you'll hear that. Every prayer begins with gratitude. Opening myself to the gratitude, because gratitude multiplies the good. It expands our awareness. When we move into gratitude, we're more available for everything that's good in our life to be expressed, to be received, to be experienced. So gratitude makes it possible for us to hear more clearly, to see more clearly, to know more clearly, to feel more clearly. The only thing there is to see and know and feel and hear, which is the love of God. This is the truth of our being. So we pray really for the release of all blocks to love and to remember our true identity. And I record a prayer 365 times a year. In fact, I because I teach so many classes, I record many more prayers than that because I pray every class in and out. So, and I just pray and pray and pray. I pray and pray and pray. I believe in the power of prayer because we're doing it with intention. One of the beautiful things that A Course in Miracles says, see if I can find it right here, right now for you. It talks it well. I guess I won't look for it. It talks about meditation, and it says that meditation isn't really going to heal you or help you. But what meditation will do is, because your intention in meditating is to have a healing, you'll have healing experience. But it's not because of the meditation. It's because of your intention. Now, our intention in praying is to let all the impediments and the blocks to love go. That is the song of prayer that we're talking about here. That's the freedom prayer, is to lay on the altar every block to love, everything that we think we need or want, and to move into that space of already having. So this is one of the things I was talking about in the first two classes on fear and living without fear, is if we're wanting, 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 craving, 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 needing, 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 then we've forgotten that the kingdom is within and we're looking to get stuff from the outside. So any affirmation that we're in lack and that we need to get something from the outside, it's just going to bring more lack. So the prayer of offering all belief in need and lack, all wanting and craving, offering all of it to the Holy Spirit for healing, that's the prayer that heals. Prayer is the medium of miracles. When we're offering in our prayers, when we're offering up all belief in problems, all sense of lack and limitation, then what we're doing is we're really joining with a willingness to know the truth that sets us free. So I am getting a nudge to share one of the sort of miraculous experiences I had in prayer. And I've had many, many, many miraculous prayers. Just listening to Spirit here. Just listening. Give me a moment. One of the things about prayer is that when we go into prayer, we are consciously remembering and affirming that we are not separate. Because if we didn't believe in God, if we thought we were truly separate, would we pray? Would we pray? Now, I recognize that some people do believe that God is separate from them and they're praying, but would they pray in this way that I'm talking about here today? No, we would not. And so when we pray from this place of our mind is the mind of God, our life is the life of God, our heart is the heart of God, and we are willing to absolutely know and remember this and broadcast it in every moment, then we are opening ourselves to profound healing, because we're affirming our unity and oneness with God. And that's what A Course in Miracles is all about, remembering that we're already part of God. We're already as holy can be. And so our prayer is to remember that, to affirm that, to recognize it, that we're willing to see the evidence of it. We're willing to consciously know it. And then what it says in the Song of Prayer is that the answered prayer will come in the form of an echo in our mind, an echo in our mind. So if there is some action for us to take, if there is some spiritual action for us to take, if there is something for us to do, we will know about it because it will be given to us in our mind. And this is one of the things I teach in my Masterful Living, my Finding Freedom classes, is that we can learn to wait for that echo. But you know, what happens is a lot of times people become impatient. They don't want to wait because they've made up their mind what the healing is. They've decided what the answered prayer looks like. And it looks like a particular thing in form. And if it doesn't show up like that, the prayer has not been answered. We've been abandoned by God. Now, fundamentally, A Course in Miracles is telling us that this world is an illusion. It's a projection of our mind, and that we're actually reviewing the past. It's not happening now, because in the now moment, we're already awake, Christed beings. But we're reviewing in our mind, in the one mind, this story, this saga of feeling separate. Are we willing to remember that? Or are we going to think that we need something in this dream? So I have a weekly radio show that I've been doing for 5 years, a little over 5 years, and I've had all kinds of beautiful Course in Miracles teachers as guests on my radio show. And get ideas. Spirit gave me an idea. So okay, sorry, I got distracted by that idea. So I've been doing the radio show for 5 years, and the point of that was, it'll come back. Oh, I was talking, I had the radio show this morning, and I was talking about how it says in the course that this is like a dream. It's a projection in our mind. So if in your dreams, the dreams that you dream when you're asleep, if you, let's say in your dream, people were to attack you and to hurt you and betray you, and they were to beat you up or abandon you or leave you or any of the things that we could be upset about, they rip you off, steal your stuff. And all of that happens in the dream. It is very dramatic in the dream, and you get very emotional, very frightened, very upset. It's very intense in your dream. And then you wake up, okay? And let's say in your dream, you dreamed something horrible, like your spouse died, and they were killed by your parent, something really outrageous like that. When you woke up from the dream, would you be angry at your parent for killing your spouse? No, you would not, because you know it's in a dream. So Course in Miracles is written to help us shift our perspective and to realize what's really going on in our mind is we're projecting this dream. It's a dream reality. And for most of us, that's really out, so far out of the box, we can't accept it. So what I was saying in the radio show today is, let's pray to accept it. So it really is praying to know the truth that sets us free. So why does the truth set us free? Because the truth is that this world that we're experiencing is all a projection of our mind. It's not happening to us. It's happening by us. And so everything that we see or experience in the dream is something that we're doing to ourselves. We made it up because there's only one. And even though it seems so real that there's more than one, or that this world is happening to us, it's not true. So how do we get out of that pain of believing that we're separate, that it's happening to us? We give it all to the Holy Spirit for healing. Just give it to the Holy Spirit for healing. Don't try to fix it. Just give it away. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. And that really does have a healing effect. One of my experiences in my life was my mom passed away in 2008. And she got a cancer diagnosis, a terminal cancer diagnosis, 3 years before she passed away. And initially, when she got that diagnosis, they told her she had 3 months to live. I didn't believe it. I said, Mom, I think you have a minimum of 3 years, which is what she did have. And almost to the day, really. And so I said, you know, so don't believe it. Don't believe their prognosis. Don't believe the diagnosis. Don't. If it doesn't make you happy, don't believe it. So in my family, I was a rebel and a renegade, and because I have a different perspective than the rest of my family. I have different spiritual beliefs than the rest of my family, and I pray differently. My brother doesn't believe in God. My parents were never religious. I've never been religious either. Even though I'm a minister, I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. And so one of the things that happened for me when my mother got that diagnosis is I made the decision. Of Course in Miracles talks a lot about making a decision. I made the decision that we would have a healing in our relationship, because we had a difficult relationship, that we would have a healing in our relationship before she made her transition, whenever that was, whether it was 3 months or 3 years or whatever. I vowed she is not leaving the planet till we have had a complete and total healing. Now, at that point, I was 40-something years old. I had no idea how to bring about a healing. None. No idea whatsoever. And yet, I knew we could have one. I knew we could have one because I was willing to take total responsibility for our relationship. And I was willing to let go of all attachments to the meaning I had made of everything. So what it became for me was a walk of true forgiveness. So I had to actively stop making everything that I didn't like about myself or my mom or our relationship or the world. I had to actively give up thinking that all of that was real and say, I'm willing to surrender a belief in any of that as being real. And I'm willing to take total responsibility for the healing of our relationship, for the challenges in our relationship. I'm completely willing to change my mind about myself, to give up all guilt. I am completely willing to stop judging my mother 100% and stop judging myself, because all forgiveness is self-forgiveness. I'm going to first give myself first. And so I became very dedicated to that. And it was very challenging for me because I was so judgmental at the time. But I was determined that she would not leave this planet until we had a healing. And we did. Prayer is the medium of miracles. So I prayed and prayed and prayed to know the truth about myself and to know the truth about my mother and to know the truth about healing and to know the truth, know the truth, know the truth, know the truth. I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. And I was determined to let everything go, to let all my attachments to the meaning I've made of everything go. And that's what I prayed about all the time. And that's how I learned to lay on the altar everything that does not serve my walk of love, every meaning that I've ever made of things. Now, since that time, I've talked to many people who, like I was then, are in pain because they're obsessively judging themselves, obsessively judging others. And I shared that song earlier that I would sing when I recognized I was judging, where I would sing, judge, 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 to interrupt the judgment train of thought. And I also, in an earlier class, talked about that train of thought that's completely false as being the pain train. And one of the things we forget or don't even realize is that once we get on the pain train, we can get off. We don't have to ride it to the end. Get off the minute you realize that you're on that pain train. And prayer is a way to get off the pain train. So your willingness is all that's required, a little bit of willingness. Well, a lot of willingness makes a huge difference because, and I saw that with my experience with my mom, because I had total willingness. I really did. I didn't have total willingness 100% of the time. There were times when I would go down the track of judgment, get on the pain train for a little while, and then get off. But I prayed myself whole in my mind. I just kept giving the Holy Spirit everything. Oh, here's another one to lay on the altar. Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another one. It's like I was saying to Jimmy, maybe in the pre-class we were talking about it, that I think we were, I was saying that that Queen song, I can't remember if it was in the class or the pre-class, but I said that Queen song, another one bites the dust, another one bites the dust. I would sing that, and another one gone, and another one gone, another one bites the dust, every time I would give up a judgment or an opinion. And I like to make my practice just 24/7, practicing, so that it's not something that I do for 15 minutes in the morning. It's what I carry through every minute of my day. It's my joy to be in practice. Now, do I find myself, you know, taking a detour during the day? Yeah, that happens all the time. But I just come right back and I come right back and I come right back. And that's my joy. And prayer is that medium of miracles that brings me back. So I go into that prayerful space. It's that communion. It's that connection. Prayer is that connection with Spirit. It says here, prayer is a stepping aside, and again, I'm in the supplement Song of Prayer in section one at the end, where it says, prayer is a stepping aside, a letting go, a quiet time of listening and loving. It should not be confused with supplication of any kind, because it is a way of remembering your holiness. Why should holiness entreat being fully entitled to everything love has to offer? So this is one of the core teachings of A Course in Miracles, that we already have everything, that God cannot give us anything more. We've already been given everything. A Course in Miracles says, ask and it is given because it already has been given. We are the treasure of God. The treasure is in our heart. If we're asking, if we're entreating, then we're somehow denying that we don't already have it. And then we're confused and we're affirming the confusion. So this is why in prayer, I don't ask, I declare. My mind is the mind of God. My heart is the heart of God. I am choosing love now. I am willing to be a loving presence in my own life now. I share the benefits of my healing practice with everyone because I am one with them. It's one, my prayers are one declarative, loving, affirmative statement after another. There's no asking. And I don't call God the Father, though sometimes I'll say Mother, Father, God. But I see God as everything, everywhere, all that there is, infinite spirit, and myself, that I am an emanation of God. I'm an aspect of God. I'm an individualized expression of God. And so being part of God, I don't have to ask for anything at all. So let's see here. It says, prayer is an offering, a giving up of yourself to be at one with love. There is nothing to ask because there is nothing left to want. That nothingness becomes the altar of God. It disappears in Him. This is not a level of prayer that everyone can attain as yet. Those who have not reached it will still need your help in prayer because their asking is not yet based upon acceptance. So we're asking to remember, not to get. So we're asking to recalibrate. And this is one of the things that prayer does. We're recalibrated into that vibration of gratitude when we've got a prayer where we're affirming gratitude. We're recalibrated into an awareness of the union and oneness of all life when we're praying about the oneness and union of all life. So in my prayers, I pretty much always say, and I share the benefits with everyone because I'm one with them. It's a statement of unification. It's a statement of joining. It's a statement of recognizing that all is one. And by making that affirmation as part of my prayer, I'm recalibrating any part of my awareness that thinks I'm separate. So remember, like attracts like. So when we're praying all day long, then we're in that vibration of being receptive to the good, aligning with the good. We're in that vibration of wholeness. We're in the vibration of joy and peace, abundance and prosperity. And so there's great benefit to going back to prayer and back to prayer and back to prayer. It can be very short. It doesn't have to be a long, long prayer. It can be 30 seconds. Very simple. I love, if you'd like just a perfect, perfect prayer, it's the prayer on page 28. It's the purpose prayer. It's so beautiful. It's, I am here only to be truly helpful. I am here to represent Him who sent me. I do not have to worry about what to say or what to do because He who sent me will direct me. I am content to be wherever He wishes, knowing He goes there with me. I will be healed as I let Him teach me to heal. So this can be your daily prayer. I've done a bunch of retreats with David Hoffmeister, and on one of them, he told me that when he was first studying A Course in Miracles, he got inspired to memorize that prayer and to repeat it every time he went through a doorway. So even when he was going from the bathroom to the bedroom, he would speak that truly helpful prayer. And he said it was life-changing for him. I remind myself so many times a day, I am here only to be truly helpful. Because it's very easy to get distracted and think, oh, I'm here to teach classes. I'm here to record prayers. I'm here to write blogs or to travel to do a workshop or a retreat. I'm here to be truly helpful. And I don't have to worry about what to say or what to do or where to go, because the one who sent me will direct me, and I'm willing to be directed. So that's a powerful prayer that we can all use every day. We can't go wrong with it. All right. So let's see here. Is there anything else that I'm being guided to share in this particular moment? It says, one who has realized the goodness of God prays without fear, and one who prays without fear cannot but reach God. He can therefore also reach God's Son, wherever he may be and whatever form he may seem to take. Praying to Christ in anyone is true prayer, because it is a gift of thanks to his Father. To ask that Christ be, but himself, is not an entreaty. It is a song of thanksgiving for what you are. Herein lies the power of prayer. It asks nothing and receives everything. This prayer can be shared because it receives for everyone. To pray with one who knows that this is true is to be answered. Perhaps the specific form of resolution for a specific problem will occur to either of you. It does not matter which. Perhaps it will reach both. If you are genuinely attuned to one another, it will come because you have realized that Christ is in both of you. This is its only truth. So we pray to recognize the Christ in ourselves and in each other. Yes, indeed. All right. Well, goodness gracious. I'm going to mention as I'm closing out here that if you're interested in my Finding Freedom course, that will be starting again in November. And if you're interested in my Masterful Living year-long course, that will be starting in January. And we do a lot of prayer work in both of these classes. To me, it's so valuable, life-changing, and important. And healing, deeply, deeply healing. It's so recalibrating. So if you have become more intrigued and interested in prayer, I invite you to look at Masterful Living Course and Finding Freedom Spiritual Boot Camp to see if they interest you as a next step. And remember, you can pray with me every day. I publish a new prayer every day by means of my blog, which I call Spiritual Espresso. And then we also have 260 episodes of the radio show so far. You can download all of those. We're in the process of transcribing them as well. And there are many more free classes and offerings on the events page at jenniferhadley.com. And there's the previous Living A Course in Miracles series there right now. So you can literally gorge yourself on all these free offerings. And if you'd like to step into class and go more deeply with me, you can do that as well. So I'm going to speak a word of prayer for us all right now. I invite you to place your hand on your heart once again. As we give thanks for the song of prayer, we give thanks for A Course in Miracles. We give thanks for our own willingness to come together and be the two or more who are gathered in the name and the nature of love for the purpose of remembering our true nature and our true identity is already as holy can be. We partner up with the higher Holy Spirit self and recognize our union and oneness with the Christ, with the light, with the truth, grateful and thankful to surrender any and all blocks to love. We're surrendering any idea that we need anything or that we have any problems whatsoever. We're willing to stand awake, aware, receptive, available, truly helpful. So grateful to surrender any and all attachments, cravings, aversions, addictive, compulsive tendencies, and to stand in the light of truth, and to remember our true nature is already perfect. So grateful and so thankful to share the benefits with all beings because we're one with them. In gratitude, we let it be. In gratitude, we know it's done. And so it is. Amen. Amen, amen. God bless you. I love you. Thank you. Mwah. This is Jennifer Hadley again. I invite you to remember that your dedication to your life of love is the best gift that you can share with the world. Love is the only healer, and it's always available to you for the asking. Remember, too, that you cannot have that which you're unwilling to share. Share the love today. Love out loud, and know that all boats rise on this holy tide of love. Thank you for joining us. Please go to jenniferhadley.com for more tools and practical loving support every day.